And we've also got college football tomorrow night. The biggest game, Ole Miss and Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. The Bulldogs are going to travel north to Oxford to take on the Rebels. Ole Miss leads this series 64-44 and six ties that they had back in the day. Mississippi State 7-4, and they thumped Arkansas 52-6 last week. And they have the nation's number two scoring defense, only giving up a little over 12 points per game. Ole Miss, they're sitting at 5-6 right now, coming off of a very tough overtime loss in Nashville against Vandy.
Yeah, Ole Miss had a great chance to win that game, came up short. That is a tough loss for them. Coach, this series, it's one that Vegas doesn't get right. The last 6 years, the underdog, they've won the game outright five times. Very competitive rivalry. The last 10 Egg Bowls, each team has five wins. And you pointed out the Dogs are number two in the country in points allowed. Well, Ole Miss, they're 113th out of 130. They give up 36 a game.
Now, I don't know if this has anything to do with you talking about Vegas gets this game, misses this game a lot of times as far as the point spread. But, you know, this game historically has been played on a short week, and the teams come back after just 4 days of rest and play this game. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but I think it is it's significant to the teams. I don't know if it's significant to Vegas, but it's very significant to these two teams. And Joe Moorhead, in his first year at Mississippi State, he gets to experience his first Egg Bowl. And listen, Joe Moorhead, he's had his eyes open this year in the Southeastern Conference with the rivalries and some of the places they've been. Yeah, he's been to at Penn State, he's been to Ohio State, he's been to the Big House. Penn State's got a nice big place to play. They have great crowds there. But you don't have the rivalries at Penn State like you have down south with all these close quarters and everything. And it's going to be an eye-opening experience for him. And, again, not one that's above his head or anything. It's just going to be a wow moment for him when he experiences this. And if the Rebels, if they need any added motivation due to probation, you know, this is their last game. They got to hang it up after this week.
Yeah, this is the season for Ole Miss. No bowl game. And I think Joe Moorhead's done a good job at State getting his team ready. And then you took a look at Matt Luke over at Ole Miss, and he's kept that team in it. They were competitive. They lost in overtime. They've got five wins, which is really about what Vegas expected, or maybe even surpassing that. This game, Mississippi State's favored by 10 or 11, and it's in Ole Miss. I don't know. I think Mississippi State wins, but I'm not sure I can lay the number.
Well, I tell you, Matt Luke, you got to take your hat off to him and what he's done. It takes a special kind of coach to keep a team jailed going through what they're going through over there. Severe probation, severe penalties. And he is shepherding them through this. They're going to be – if they get through this year, next year they've got a lot more to play for. And hopefully the recruiting restrictions haven't hurt them so badly they're not going to be competitive next year. But hey, listen, if you would have told me at this time of the year that Ole Miss and Mississippi State are going to play and Mississippi State is going in at 7-4, ranked number 18 in the country, and Ole Miss is sitting at 5-6 with a chance to get even, man, I would have said, wow, I wouldn't have believed it, to be quite frank with you.
Yeah, you know, I think it's been a great job by Matt Luke. And again, it's tough being in his position because basically he's kind of given he's been handed over the job to, hey, keep this warm until we find someone better. Basically, and that's just being brutally honest, and that's a tough position to be in.
It is, and you know, and he keeps succeeding like he has been. He may be the person to keep that job. He's an Ole Miss guy and strong family ties there. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Inside the Numbers.